Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second Perek in the Rambam's Hilchas Machals Asuras, and the laws of forbidden foods to be eaten, which the Rambam in the first Perek opened up regarding what are the defining signs of what's kosher, what's not kosher. And this Perek, the Rambam defines those creatures that are these elements in the living creatures that are forbidden, and also regarding that of the Shratzim. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the prohibitions of the non-kosher animals and wild animals, says Ram Machlal Shanem, from the fact that it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Bechol Behema Mefreses Parasa, and any animal would split hooves, Veshesas, Shesas, Shteparas, is totally split, all the way into two different hooves, Malas, Yere, and it chooses its cud. Shemani, so from there I learned, Shekol Shein, Malas, Gero, Mefreses Parasa, if it doesn't chew its cud and have split hooves, Asura, it's forbidden. Now, says Ram, Lava Bo Machlala, say, any negative prohibition that's inferred from a positive commandment, because here the Torah is telling you what yes to do. The inference is what you shouldn't do. But since it's inferred from a positive commandment, asehu, it has this negative prohibition, has the strength, the force of a positive commandment. Now, v'gamal, regarding a camel, v'chazir, and the swine, v'arnevis, the rabbit, v'ashofen, and the hare, which debatable exactly what they are, but nema, regarding these four, the Torah tells us, from these items, you should not eat from those that chew their cud and have split hooves, which what the Torah is coming to teach you is Shehim Balaisa, say there's a negative prohibition saying, don't eat them. Although these four are the four exceptions in the Torah, generally, those that have two have both, those that have don't have neither one of them. These have one of them. One of them has the split hooves, that of the swine, and doesn't chew its cud, and the other three chew its cud and don't have split hooves. But for sure, all other non-kosher domesticated and wild animals, which they don't have any of the two simanim at all, say that their negative prohibition is forbidden to be eaten. Yes, more than the positive commandment, which is inferred from, oh, this you should eat, which is that has split hooves and that has chews its cud. It's more than that. It's saying, because we learn out, if that which has one sign, you shouldn't allow to eat, for sure that which doesn't even have any signs of a kosher animal, for sure you're not allowed to eat. Now, halacha beis, lefikach, therefore, kol oichel mibsar behema b'chai tmei kezayis, if someone eats that of the flesh of a wild or domesticated non-kosher animal, that of a kezayis, of an olive, which is around an ounce, look, when that time, he gets biblical lashes. Ben shalachim ben abasa, whether he eats from the meat, ben shalachim ben achelev, whether he eats from the chelev, in other words, because the negative prohibition of chelev is only by a kosher animal. Here we're talking about that you're going to get the prohibition because not of eating chelev, but eating a non-kosher animal. So it doesn't make a difference even from the meat to eating from the fats. Because by the non-kosher animals, the Torah does not differentiate between the meat and the chelev. Again, as long as you're eating a kzayis from whatever part of the animal it is, of the chelev or the basar, one's going to get lashes. Now, halacha gimel, the Rambam talks about a different type of a chaya that's, so to speak, not kosher. Ha'adam, regarding a person, a human being. Although the pasuk says in Bereishis v'hi adam l'nefesh chaya, that the person is for a living beast. Ein mechlal min chaya balas parsa. It's not included in the different types of wild animals, of chayas, that have split hooves. It's not included in that, which we had said before, there's a negative prohibition to eat the non-kosher animals if you don't have both signs. Now, lefikach, therefore, in other words, because we're not including the human being in that parasha, ein b'leisa say, does not have a negative prohibition of a zeloi toichlu. Now, v'oisim emsaha adam emechal, but if someone eats from human flesh or from his fats, whether it's from a living human being or from a dead human being, ain't a loik, it's not going to get lashes because you don't have a negative provision. There's no loisa say on the human being. Now, but there is a violation of a positive commandment. Because the Torah delineated, as we said in the previous parak, the seven types of wild animals that are kosher. It says regarding them, this is the wild animal that you should eat. Now, how kosher chutzman, the inference is anything that's besides them, you should not eat. The negative prohibition that's derived from a positive commandment has the force of a positive commandment, and the human being is not one of those seven chayas. So though he's not included in the non-kosher chayas, there's no loisa say to get lashes, but he's definitely a derivation of the positive commandment of which chayas you should eat, which do not include that of a human being. Now, Al-Chadal Ram continues regarding the prohibition of eating non-kosher fish and fowl, which Rama says, Alcha dal hoichel gezayis from psar oif tamim. If someone eats a gezayis from the flesh of a non-kosher bird, like in the Torah, it gets lashes from the Torah, meaning biblical lashes. And I'm like, this is in the pasuk. In Vayikra, bes elu teshaktum noif. This should be an abomination from the birds. Lo yochel should not be eaten, which are the non-kosher types. Moreover, vayre oval asay also violates the pasuk commandment. Shemek says the pasuk in Devarim called tzibar Torah techelu. All kosher birds you should eat. Hatemei like techelu. The inference is, but the non-kosher bird you should not eat, which again is love above machlal say is asay. So too, if someone eats a kezayis, a size of an olive, from non-kosher fish, like it gets lashes. Like says, "Buzzing me, you grab a shekets, you look at it should be an abomination for you." Mem some say, "Chaylu, don't eat from its flesh." And also, "Vavals, I'll say, it violates a positive commandment." Shem like says, "The pasuk in the varm says, 'Kol ashlis nabet v'kaskeset techilu, whatever has skin, fins and scales, you should eat." Mechlal shemisha inlis nabet v'kaskeset loichel. The inference is that the non-kosher fish that don't have fins and scales, one should not eat. So halamata, you learn from this. Shkol loichel dog tamei. So if someone eats non-kosher fish or behemoth v'chayit tamei or non-kosher behemoth and chayit, so if tamei or non-kosher bird, bitl mitzvah to say he nullified the positive commandment. Va'av alay say and he violates the negative prohibition, each one respectively. Now, halacha the Rambam continues regarding the isser of sheretz ha'if, which we defined these terms in the previous parak, and now the Rambam defines them, this of the sheretz ha'if. As the Rambam says, halacha he chag of tamei, he says, a non-kosher locust is harei b'chalal sheretz ha'if, is included in the category of the prohibited sheretz, the teeming birds, and v'oichel gezayis m'sheretz ha'if, and whoever eats a gezayis from the sheretz ha'if, is like, he gets lashed, and like says the pasuk, v'choil sheretz ha'if tamei hulachem, and all the shratzim of the flying, the teeming creatures, tamei hulachem, it's not kosher, v'yu lo yechelu, should not be eaten. V'yizeu sheretz ha'if, what's considered a flying sheretz? Kugrein, for example, zvuv, a fly, a yatush, a mosquito, a betira, a hornet, v'udvar, a bee, a kithvim, and things like that, those are considered sheretz ha'if, and those are a separate isser in the Torah. Now, halacha vav, the Rambam talks about the isser of sheretz ha'aretz. As the Rambam says, oichel gezayis m'sheretz ha'aretz. If someone eats a gezayis, an olive size of a sheretz, the teeming creatures that are in the ground, like he gets lashed, like it says in the pasuk, b'chol ha'sheretz ha'aretz ha'aretz, sheketu, all these teeming creatures that they crawl on the ground, these tiny little creatures, they're an abomination. Lo yochel, they should not be eaten like the pasuk in the Yikra. Now, v'ezeu sheretz ha'aretz, what's considered a shrotzim of the ground, k'vei nechashim, like snakes, v'akrabim, and scorpions, v'chibusim, and beetles, v'noddles, centipedes, v'chibusim, things like that, those are considered in the category of shrotzim. Now, halacha zayin, actually, shmoyne shrotzim amur b'tayra, there are actually eight specific shrotzim that are mentioned in the Torah Shem. They are hachaylid, the weasel, v'achbar, and the mouse, v'atzav, the ferret, v'anokah, the hedgehog, v'akoyach, the chameleon, v'altah, and the lizard, v'achimet, the snail, v'atanjames, and the mole. If someone eats from their flesh the size of a lentil, like he's going to get lashes, and shirach alasim gesherat tamasim, the measurement of what, like we just spoke about, of the prohibition of the eating is the same measurement as their tumma, which is also kadosh, that of a lentil, and makul mitzarfim zem zebe kadosh, and they all combine one with the other to put together the measurement of violating and get lashes, the measurement of a lentil. Now halacha ches, but medvim, when do we say this? B'shalachem hem achem mitzasim, only if you ate from these shratzim after they died. But if let you cut off a limb from that one that was living shrotzim and you ate it, you're not going to get lashes at Sheba because that is buster until you eat not that of a lentil, but rather the size of an olive of flesh. And the kumut some of the gezayis. But all the aver and the shrotzim, they all combined for the shear of a gezayis. Now, ochel aver shol min hasheretz achar shemes. If you ate a full limb from the sheretz after it died, then in a look at Sheba kezayis, and then you're not going to get lashes until it has the measurement of a lentil because now it's already dead. Halacha test. Dam shmoyne shrotzim uvisar mitzarf lakadosh. The blood of these shmoyne shrotzim, these eight shrotzim teeming creatures that we spoke about, and some of their flesh, then mitzarf lakadosh. They combine for that shit, like we said, of a lentil. But who that is sheyeh hadam mechubal abasa? As long as the blood is attached to the flesh, and b'chem dam anachash. So to the blood of the snake, which is one of the shrotzim not explicitly mentioned in the Torah. And it's that, therefore, its shear is not a kadosh, but rather that of a kezayis. Mitzav lebesar le kezayis, v'lekolam, its blood combines with its flesh for that of a kezayis of an olive to get lashes on it. And the reason is lefishein besar cholik matami, because the flesh is not considered separate from its blood. And v'afishein matami, even though the blood itself is not matami, only the flesh is, but it combines with the shear achila of adasha. And v'chein kol kayitz, but you have similar type of lachas mishar shrotzim from other shrotzim she'in matami, then not matami. The same thing is that they combine. Now, halacha yud. Dam shrotzim sheparsh. Now, however, if the blood of the sheretz had already been separated from the sheretz, and then you actually gather the blood and you eat it, like a lebekezais, here the lash is going to be the size of an olive, even from the Shema Neshratim, that the measurement is Kadasha, because again, it's not attached anymore to the flesh to have the shear of Nadasha. Now, v'hu, but this is that the person is going to get lashes if he drinks the blood the size of Gezayas. She asked the boy Mishum Eichel Sheretz. So what did they warn him? You have to have Asra before you get a punishment if you're going to get for violating what you did. If they warned him for eating a Sheretz, and the blood is considered part of that Sheretz. Avon Hissu boy Mishum Eichel Dam. But if let's say they warned him because, oh, you're not allowed to drink blood, Pate is actually going to be exempt. The issue that the Torah talks about, you're not allowed to drink blood, is specifically the blood of a behema chay ba'if. Here it's a sheretz. The reason why he's getting lashes for drinking the blood is not because of blood per se of dam, but because it's the blood of a sheretz, and it's like he's eating a sheretz. That's why it has to be the warning of eichel sheretz. Halach Yeraf, the Rambam clarifies, says, kala shiurin machlokusam, all the measurements and all their divisions that we speak about, halacha l'meshech mesinai, the old halacha is a tradition of meshech mesinai, and that's what we get, that this is adasha, this is a kzayis, and so on and so forth. Now, halachit beis, the Rambam continues regarding the iser of sheretz hamayim. We spoke about sheretz oif, sheretz ha'oretz, and now sheretz hamayim, as the Rambam says, halachit beis ha'oichel kzayis me'sheretz hamayim. Somebody eats an al of this from an aquatic sheretz. Like when the Torah, it gets biblical ashtos, like it says in the pasuk, al tishak tus nafshei seichem, don't disgust your souls, b'chol ha-sheretz, ha-sheretz, with any crawling creature, v'lei titam v'hem, and don't become defiled with them. Now, harei kol b'lav zeh, so including this negative prohibition, it just says sheretz, you have included sheretz aretz, the sheretz from the ground, v'sheretz ay, v'sheretz that flies in the ear, v'sheretz amayim, and the sheretz that's in the water. So the Rambam explains, so therefore this is where the source of the lashes of the sheretz amayim is. Now, ezer sheretz amayim, what's considered a sheretz of the water? So these are the small little creatures, like the worms, valuka, and the leeches that are in the water. And it's also the very large creatures. They're the beasts of the sea. Because as Rambam explained, the main idea is, the rule of this is, whatever does not have the form of fish, not the form of kosher fish or non-kosher fish, it has a totally different elements, like the mammals of the sea. Like, so it's called the dog of the sea, which is the seal, Radulfan, and the dolphin, Ratzavadeh, and the frog, and things like that. So either the very small ones, like the worms and the leeches, or the very big ones, those are included in the sheretz hamayim. Now, Halachi Yud Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding, we spoke about sheretz ha'aretz, now we speak about the remes ha'aretz. As Rambam explains, Elo ha'minim shenivroin, there are certain species that are created, but ashpes uvegufe hanavelas, from garbage dumps and from the bodies of dead carcasses. For example, rima basileia, maggots, worms, kizbim, things like that. She'en nevrom is akhla kebe. They're not born from a copulation of a male and a female. El menaglolim, she'esrichu bekizbim. Rather, it's from filth that spoils and things like that, and flies come from that. He'm nekrom, reimis alorets. Those are called, not sheretz alorets, but reimis alorets. That refers to those creatures that come from the garbage. Some of these from the kizayis. Like against lashon, like says in the pasuk, he says, "Tamas nafshaseichem, don't defile your soul." B'chol hasheretz ha'raymis alaretz, from any sheretz that is raymis that crawls on the ground. Now, avapish in parmerav, and this even so that they don't reproduce. Now, avos sheretz hasheretz alaretz, but the teeming that swarm on the ground, who should parmerav mizak on the gave that? Those are creatures that they proliferate from a male and a female. That's a sheretz, and this is a remis that's not from. From the generation is from that of the garbage, not of a male and female. Now, Halachi Dal Ram continues something similar regarding the shiratzim that come from fruits. Says Ram, Elo aminim hanavrom bepeiros macholas. Then there are certain ones that come specifically that they're created in fruits and in food items. So here it depends. In peiros shabiyatz la'aretz, if they separated from the fruit and they came onto the ground. So even if they come back into the food item, mishochem because someone eats from that bug, a kazayis like is going to get lashes. Like says in the pasuk, l'chol sheretz hasheretz la'aretz, for any sheretz that crawls on the ground, lesser elisha parsh la'aretz, come to forbid. Even though it's the generation was from the actual fruit, but since it came down to the ground, it's considered sheretz hasheretz la'aretz. Avlim like parsh, but if it never separated from the fruit, then mutter lechel hapri b'talasha b'techem. Then you could eat the fruit with the worm inside that apple. You could eat the worm that was inside. Now, Lachat Hazvav says, Rambam, when do we say this? Only if the food became wormy after it was ready to detach from the ground. But became wormy when it was still attached to the ground. So, that worm, Asura, Kilo Parshal Arts, it's forbidden as if it had separated to the ground. Shala Arts Nivritz, because it's connected to the ground and it's considered created from the ground. But you're going to get lashes in it. Now, if Misafik and you're not sure, so Asura, it's forbidden. As you're not sure, did it come wormy after it was attached or not? So, it's going to be forbidden. Now, therefore, commonly perish the darkum lasli kishem uchamar. So it says, Ram, therefore, all types of fruits that the norm is that they become wormy when they're still attached to the ground. Lo yechad shiyev tekapri matechi. Not supposed to eat that food until you check the fruit from inside. Shemish mutelas. Maybe there's a worm inside. Now, but v'mshah pri achash nekesh neimazachet. But let's say the fruit already was tarried, already it was held on, already after it was detached from the ground, already a period of 12 months. Then you can eat that food without checking it. Because even if the worm had been there when it was attached to the ground, it wouldn't last 12 months that it's already been since it was already detached from the ground. Rather, it would decompose, it would be like dirt, like dust, and it wouldn't be a problem about the isser of eating that worm. Now look at the zayin. Let's say partial la'avir v'lo yinogel la'aretz. Let's say this worm went out to the ear space, but it didn't touch the ground. Or you should parsha mikzasan la'aretz, or part of it touched the ground. Or you should parsha achshamesa, or it only became detached from the fruit after it already died. Or you should nimtzis teles al gerina mibifnim, or you find the worm not in the fruit itself, but on the seed that's in the fruit within. Or you should yatzim teicha eichel teicha eichel achar, or it left one fruit into another fruit. So kolayla asur mesavik, all these are prohibited out of doubt because we don't know exactly how to define the criteria exactly, and therefore it's forbidden because of the doubt. But the engel loyken lein, one does not get lashes because of a suffic iser if he violated that. The halacha yidzayin telas hanimtzis b'mei hadog. Regarding worms that are found in the intestines of fish, or b'moich shabereish b'hema, or in the brain that's in the head of an animal. Or so that's what's found in the flesh of an animal. I swear these are forbidden because these find their ways in from outside into the animal, and they're forbidden like all worms. Now, avodag malef shesli, but regarding salted fish that became wormy, hariat talasha b'muteres. The worm that's inside is permitted together with the worm that's still because it's attached to inside. Shem kaperis shehisliu achash shenekum naaretz. These are like the case that we brought before regarding fruits that became wormy after it was already detached from the ground. Shemotu lachum kum kaachas b'talasha b'tochum. He allowed to eat all else one with the worms inside. Here also the salted fish. This is the worms from within, and therefore this never came out. This is going to be forbidden. Now the same thing the Rambam continues regarding certain times that shiratzim are permitted. P'chinamayim shebekelim shashritz. So to the water in vessels that has these teeming creatures inside. You're allowed to drink those shrotzim together with the water. Like it says in the pasuk, that any which has the skins and the fins and the scales, b'mayim in the water, b'yam in the seas, and in the chalam and in the streams, those fish you're allowed to eat. Now, kolema, what that means to say is, b'mayim uvayam in the chalam, in the waters and in the seas and in the streams, who shatoich l'sheyesh, like that's where you're allowed to eat those fish, those creatures, those aquatic creatures that have fins and scales. But that, in the inference is, you know, those that don't have it. But that's only in the seas and the streams and so on. But regarding waters and vessels, whether it has fins and scales or doesn't, it's going to be permitted. And therefore, says Ram Halacha Yitchas, Sheretz Amayim, regarding the aquatic sheretz, Hanivra Babayis that are created in the cisterns of Bashikha and the trenches of Amoris in the caves, Hoyle Ve'in Mayim Noivim, since they're not flowing water, Varem Atsurim, they collected waters, Harem Kamayim, Shabakayim, Mutter. Therefore, they're like water in the vessel that we spoke about in Friyas Halacha, which is going to be permitted. Vesheikh Vesheikh Sevein, he can bend down, he can drink, and he doesn't have to hold himself back. Even though when he's drinking, he's drinking these small little bugs, doesn't make a difference. There's no isser in that at all. Now, halacha test as Rambam Medvav Mum. When we say this, shlei parshu mimkayim b'riyasim, if they never had separated from the place where they were created, which was in the water, in the still waters, in these gathered waters, in the buckets or in these pits, avlam parsha sheretz. But if the sheretz already had detached, af b'shachazot techa kliot techa b'riyasim, even if it went back into the vessel, back into the pit, oh, then the aser is already going to be forbidden. Now, parshu dafnei chavetz. Let's say separated only to the walls of the barrel. And then falls back into the water or the techashek or into the beer. That's considered normal. That's considered still part of the water. So to be separated to the walls of the pit or to the cave and went back into the water, mutter, that's going to be permitted. Now, halacha chav, hamasan nesayin. So therefore, if someone is sifts, he's straining the wine. Or the vinegar, or the beer, and eats the insects, or the tushim, or the bugs, batalas, and the worms, shasina that he had sifted out. Like a mishmishar zamayim, he's getting lashes for eating the aquatic shrotzim, where that would be by yevchushim, oy mishum sheretz oif sheretz zamayim, or for sheretz oif sheretz zamayim, that would be by the yatushim, by the mosquitoes, which it's a sheretz oif because the flies in the air, but since it's created from the water, it also is considered a sheretz zamayim. Now afal chazal kliyachas shesinim, even if it went back into the vessel after he had sifted it, shei parshim mukam b'yasim, because like we said, it already was detached from the place where it was created. But if he didn't sift it, he could drink the wine, the beer, with the bugs inside, and he doesn't have to hold himself back, like we said, because these things emanated from these areas, and therefore they don't have that iser. Now, Halach Chavav, the Rambam qualifies this that we kept on saying, that if someone eats the Shiva Kizayas, says, this is what we said in this chapter, if someone eats an olive of this forbidden bug, let's say, we're talking about where he eats an olive size from a large creature, or he collected a little bit from this creature and a little bit from this creature, as long as from the same species, until he ate a gezayis of it. That's what we said, that he's going to be chayiv if he eats a gezayis. Now, let's say he eats an entire non-kosher creature, he's going to get lashes biblically, even if it's less than that of a mustard seed, let alone that of a gezayis. Because it's a complete creature, then he's going to get, so although we kept on saying it's a kezayis, that's if you eat part of a larger creature or a little bit of a bunch of small ones and you're putting it together kezayis. But if you eat the whole thing, then even if it's less than the mustard seed. And ben shachala mesav, ben shachala chai, whether he eats it dead or whether he eats it alive. And even if the creature has already started decomposing and changed its form, since he eats the whole thing in its entirety, like he's going to get lashes. Now, so in halacha base, says around the mala shalchasav al akhl magalev. If you have an ant that's missing even one of its feet, well, in the like alel, because again, it's not at least we don't know with veracity that it is. It's not considered an entire creature, and therefore you're not going to get lashes unless it has the shevik gezayis. Now, so the fikach therefore says around, since again you get lashes if you eat a full creature, so the Rambam gets into discussion regarding when it's entirety and also regarding combinations. So therefore, if someone eats a complete fly, or yat shalom, a complete mosquito, ben chay ben meis, whether alive or dead, like a mishum sheretz ayv, he's going to get lashes because of the sheretz that flies in the air like a bird. Now, Allah chav gimel. Now, let's say, the creature was from the shratzim of the ayv, it flies, mishretz mayim, and it comes from the water, umishretz ayv, and it crawls on the ground, you're going to try to look in the vayim, like the Rambam explains, it had wings, and it walks on the ground like other bugs, and it reproduces from the water. So it has all three characteristics. Machalni eats this one creature, like a shashmakis, he gets three sets of lashes for those three strum of sheretz oif, sheretz amayim, sheretz haaretz. Now, v'mhasa, yes, al zeh. Now, let's say it had even more than this. It was min aminim shenivir beperis. It's from the types of bugs that, worms that come from fruits. Well, look, ala arbamakis, then he gets four sets of lashes, one for that creature which comes from, specifically from the fruits. Now, v'mhasa, min aminim shepar meravna, if it's type of species that reproduces, like a chumash, you get a fifth set of lashes, which is that type specifically, it's parvarava. If it's from those of a non-kosher bird, so yes, I'll use some sheretz oif. This is more than just being a sheretz oif. It's also an actual oif that's tummy from one of the non-kosher birds we mentioned in the Torah. Like a lot of shesh malkis. Then you're going to get six sets of malkis. Mishum oif tummy, a non-kosher bird. Mishum sheretz oif being a sheretz that flies. Mishum sheretz oif, a sheretz that goes in the ground. Mishum sheretz oif for the sheretz that's from the water. Mishum remes oif that it's from the remasim that goes on the ground, umishum telas paris, and like we said, for the we have one for the reproduced one, the one that doesn't, which comes from the garbage, so it could have both of those, and umishum telas paris, and because it's the worm that comes from the paris, and beishal chalakula, whether if it eats all of it, which because it's an intact creature, or beishal chalakula the gezayis, or if he eats a gezayis of it, he's going to get those six lashes. Lafikach, therefore, says the Rambam, oichel namala. If someone eats an ant, haparachas, that flies, a flying ant, hagedim maim, that comes from water, look, a chamash malkis, he's going to get five sets of lashes. Not going to get the one from the pears, but he's going to get the five sets of lashes. Now, lachach of dalat, says the Rambam, let's a risik namal. Let's say someone crushed ants. So once he crushed it, so it doesn't have any more other characteristic as a berry, as a creature, and it's because it's not an intact ant. So he crushed a bunch of ants. Vehevi achash lema, but save for la'elish and the sasku. Now, he brought one intact, one whole ant, that combined to those who had been crushed, the nasa kol kezayis v'achalim. Now altogether, they're a kezayis, and he eats them. So like a shesh malkis, he's going to get six sets of lashes. Chamish mishman amala achas. One, he's going to get five for that one ant, because like we said in the previous halacha, you could have an ant that you can be chayiv five sets of lashes. But achas mishman kezayis v'nibal zetameim. One's going to be for the olive of all those other dead crushed bugs. Which Rambam doesn't mean when he says over here nivla satmeim, the nevela of the non-kosher ones, he doesn't mean from the isav lesichel called nevela, because that's only by kosher animals, as Rambam says later on perek da'aloch beis, and here we're talking about, so to speak, a nevela of non-kosher from these ants. Rather, he means to say for the isav shratzim of al tashakus nafshesechem, like the Rambam said in haloch beis, here, since they're crushed, again, it has to be only with the shear of a kezayis, you're going to get that one generic isser of al tashaktu, but for the live one, he's going to get the five sets of lashes for being net of this, as we said in the previous halacha, for this ant that you can get five lashes, and together with the gezayas of all the other ones, so you can have that sixth one of the issa of shratzim.